This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On the DJV, Doug, Jen, Victoria, live on the air. It's a good thing. There are a lot of things going on. We always have something really important to talk about. So we'll start that off. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria and Kara are the update on Boeing, the 737. General, it seems to be now the situation, Jennifer, is that there's really a day that goes by. They're going to have something that comes out about Boeing, how the company is run, what the condition is of the planes, and that sort of thing. So what do you have?
Well, I guess, you know what, I'm doing a little bit of good news for them. There's been a lot of bad news saying that they still haven't been able to fix the problem and that there have been delays bringing these planes back to market, if they'll ever go back to market at all. But I guess we can focus on a little optimism, and that is that a panel of government flight safety experts concluded that Boeing's redesign of the 737 MAX, which has been grounded for a really long time, is up to regulation code. It complies with regulations and is safe, according to an update that they gave to U.S. lawmakers. The technical advisory board, created after Boeing's jet was grounded in March following two fatal crashes, has presented a preliminary report to the FAA. The TAB, that's the technical advisory board for those of you in the know, TAB presented its preliminary report to the FAA, detailing their findings that the design changes are compliant with regulations and safe. The group also made unspecified suggestions of actions that Boeing and the FAA should complete before the plane actually returns to flight. According to the summary, they're recommending additional future activity to move ahead on this flight. Obviously, the PR nightmare, this is good news, I guess, for Boeing initially, but really their public relations hurdle, I think, is what really is the story. Once these things get back to market, and it looks like maybe they will be able to do that next spring sometime, which would mean that they were out of commission for over a year, the public relations effort against these guys started really with their own inefficiencies, really. Who's going to get on a plane and feel safe when they see that Max Jet moniker? I think everybody's going to sit there because they have no choice to choose their...
in general. It's too bad. The 737 has been the most vulnerable, most popular plane ever built. There are thousands of them. One carrier alone, Southwest, has almost 1,000 of them now, and there are 737 of them, interestingly enough, was the last number I saw. But because of what's going on, Jennifer, Southwest and American both over the weekend announced that they were going to extend the cancellations. That is, they're not using the planes in their fleets for any of the schedule, at least until, as you've suggested, into the spring. The American Airlines pilots they're adamant about this. Southwest and the management folks there have been very upset because they're Boeing's largest customer. They have the biggest fleet of the 737s in the world, and they had 34 of these things that they had to leave on the ground last year at this time, and they had to bring back some old planes that had been mothballed to keep their schedule going. And American did the same thing. And so here we have this situation now. This is the first time Southwest announced over the weekend that they were looking at buying some Airbuses because they only fly 737s.
Yeah.
They haven't put a new plane in service for a year, and so what are they going to do? Currently Boeing has 400 of these planes sitting on the ground in their Everett, Washington plant or at places around there where they have airfields. They've kept building them and they can't use them, so they just park them. So I just, you got to wonder.
I just don't know how they're going to get these things back in the air, even if they're 100%.
I would fly on one of them.
You know, as much as we say people forget things, and they do, it's going to take a while, I think, for people to get on and go, uh-oh, see what this means for them.
Well, plus the fact the plane is a piece of crap to begin with because they've squeezed the seats together. There's no amenity in it at all. You can't even use, they talk about Wi-Fi, Most of the planes, I remember flying on two or three of them and thinking they were disgusting because the seats, even in first class, were cheap, chintzy. Everything about the plane was chintzy. And they, you couldn't get the stewardess, when I was talking to her about trying to get my Wi-Fi to work, she said they don't usually work in these planes. So, you know, it's that kind of stuff. At what point do you say, okay, we've done enough, we've chintzied and cheapened this product enough, it's time we, and this maybe is the bell ringer for that, the whole circumstance around the 737 and what was a great plane now been made to be a piece of crap. Anyway, see what happens. Okay, good report, thank you. The president is asking the Supreme Court to overturn the ruling, and maybe I'm going to need some help with this, Jennifer. Is this the California case, or is this in general? There are a couple of states that in New York.
Yeah, it's New York. The tax returns, yeah.
Yeah, all right. So why should, I guess under the circumstances, I ask, and I think I did last time we talked about this, why should he have to? I wouldn't.
I think that's why he's taking it up to the Supreme Court, because there is no law that says you have to turn over your tax returns. I think that's what he's trying to get the Supreme Court to rule on, which would set precedents for, not that it wasn't already there, but would set precedents for future presidents to have clarification on this. But
this isn't just about being a president and turning over tax returns. This is the investigation that the Southern District in Manhattan has been, this is going back to 2016 to the Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels stuff. So this is not related to just him running and not
well,
making
what's
his...
the allegation though here? That he deducted the payment for hush money? And that's what he used as a deduction? Oh, what is the issue?
You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to buy, if you're running for president, or I think any public office, you're not allowed to use campaign funds to pay off
campaign. It can be a potential campaign finance violation.
Right.
And actually, people like John Edwards, Mark Sanford, you don't see a lot of like...
It's not jail time.
You don't see a lot of people like going down.
So what the allegation is, if I'm understanding what you're saying, I'm not reading between the lines here, I'm just listening to the two of you talk about this, is that he took campaign money, put it into his account, he gave it to Michael Cohen.
No, he took his own, it wasn't campaign money, it was his own money. But
so then what's illegal about that?
Right, that's the argument. They consider that an in-kind donation to the campaign.
Yeah.
So, he never used campaign money. Mm-mm.
He put the money in the campaign fund and then he gave it to Cohen? Why did he just give Cohen
the
check?
This is what's so silly about that. Okay, so he took his own money to have Cohen pay this woman off. And actually, he didn't even use his own money. Cohen used his money, then he paid Cohen back as a reimbursement. So that's the money trail. What they have to prove, and this is very much a matter of opinion, is whether or not he did that to save his marriage or to save his presidential campaign. If they
Why
did it to save his marriage,
business?
it's not an issue. If he did it to save his campaign, then it becomes an in-kind campaign donation.
Okay. I think we have a lot of other things to worry about than that. Frankly.
It's a little flimsy, I know, but
Oof.
That's all of
15 past the hour. Our most recent podcast of the DJV program has a discussion of the possibility of Michael Bloomberg running for president. We also have the latest food recall info on this podcast and free streaming items from NBC, free streaming service that is now being offered by NBC. We explain how that's going to work. We also talk about Robin Crawford's new interview about her relationship with former best friend and lover Whitney Houston. If you haven't heard, that one's pretty juicy. And Ryan Seacrest's amazing project at hospitals around the country. Hear all of these stories and more of the discussions that go on that we've become well known for in the podcast of the DJV program at djvshow.com. That's djvshow.com. And you can follow social media as well on Twitter at DJV Show or at facebook.com/DJV Show. A focus on losing weight. For some people, it's a year-long battle. For some people, it lasts 10 years. For some people, it lasts their entire lifetime. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, which is a weight loss product that is completely
natural. It's not like some of these crash diets where you lose 30 pounds in 30 days. No.
Most people do see inches and pounds within the first 4 to 6 weeks of taking the product. But our 90-day program is where our huge 86% success rate is. So if you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better while you're taking it, too.
So go to Kalotren.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. And right now, there's a huge Halloween special, as I mentioned. Don't miss out on your way of saving a lot of money, saving your life, saving your health. Go to Kalotren.com. Use the discount code DJV. All of you have helped MyPillow become a big, amazing American company. So Mike Lindell, who's the inventor, the CEO at MyPillow.com, wants to give you a special deal. Your listeners to this program, you have helped a lot because you bought a lot of pillows. So now you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener special. The BOGO has returned. Yes, the BOGO. What's the BOGO, you say? Buy one, get one free. All the MyPillows right now are available. Get one MyPillow at the regular price. Get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, so much more, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use the promo code DJV for all the great radio specials at MyPillow.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Back to the action here on the DJV program. So on Sunday night, there was a profile on 60 Minutes. My sister invited me to her house for some chili, and I went down there, and she always has, when we go on Sunday night dinner, she has 70 Minutes. Good, Doug. 60 Minutes on. And there was a profile of Jamie Dimon, who runs the Chase Bank empire, and what they've done to help Detroit. I thought it was really very well done, and I thought the information about what Chase and its affiliates are doing to help the city of Detroit and the state of Michigan was really inspiring, frankly. And it got me around to thinking about, again, how, you know, because they were the real bad guys, and Leslie Stahl, who did the interview, it didn't let them off the hook easily. There were a lot of conversations. Part of the conversation was what happened in 2008 and who, you know, won and who lost in that whole affair. And one of the things they were talking about was unemployment rates. And I was just, as you look at the numbers, just the bold numbers, the United States of America has a very low unemployment rate. I think the national average is like less than 3%. And I know in my area it's 2.3%, and many of the areas that are around urban centers are in that score. So I don't understand. There is data out this week from the New York Fed showing how the job situation for college graduates is getting worse. So I'm trying to figure out where, if the unemployment rate is as low as it is, generally speaking, but yet high for college graduates, why would that be? And I ask that question because I really don't know what the answer is.
So my guess would be so you have to have a number of entry-level jobs to accommodate college graduates, because despite what they think and what they want, they're not going to jump in and become a CEO as soon as they get out of school.
No,
and I would say
not.
Because so many people are now taking the path through college, that there's probably a run on those jobs that they desire.
And also, boomers are not retiring. So that's a big problem.
Yeah, that's it. Not me. 21 after the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Music time on the DJV program at 24 minutes after the hour. This is one of the many versions of Proud Mary. Tina Turner is 79. She stopped by the opening night of the Tina Turner musical, which is a new stage show based on her life, surprising the audience with an emotional speech after the show was over. She said, quote, "This musical is my life. But it's like poison that turned to medicine. I can never be as happy as I am now." And so the audience was thrilled. A big crowd there. Oprah Winfrey, Gayle King, Tiffany Haddish, Spike Lee, Whoopi Goldberg, Sonny Hostin, Titus Burgess, Martha Stewart, Christine Baranski, Deborah Cox, and Chita Rivera, Bernadette Peters, all were in the audience. Prior to her jumping up on stage, Tina and Winfrey walked the red carpet arm in arm at the theater, waving at fans that were there watching. And then after, she posted for pictures with the cast, attended the opening night after party. Turner has supported this musical, showing up to cheer the show back in April of 2018 when it opened in London, and this past March when it premiered in Hamburg, Germany. The musical traces all of the moments, very turbulent moments, of her 50-year singing career, including her marriage to music executive Erwin Bach, who was also at the New York City premiere, and her relationship with her two sons, Ronnie and Raymond. The latter died at the age of 60 by suicide last year. "People tell me I gave him hope," she said. "It meant so much to people, I feel I have to pass it on. I hope this show serves what the people need as a reminder of my work." There are a lot of songs, obviously, that are in the life story. Proud Mary, River Deep, Mountain High, Private Dancer, and What's Love Got to Do With It, which is what we're hearing right now.
It's some really great music, and she's a great dancer.
This is going to be a huge hit on Broadway because jukebox musicals are really popular right now.
Yeah.
And just to be able to hear all of these songs,
yeah.
And apparently part of it is almost like a concert. I guess towards the end of the show, it's a live band, and the girl who plays Tina does all the singing and everything. And apparently, like from the previews that I've read, people love it.
That she handpicked this person too? Do I remember that? Is that
This is the same girl who opened in London. Now she's going to be doing it on Broadway. So obviously Tina feels...
likes her.
She thinks that she's doing a good job.
She's 26 good. After, it's time for us to spend some time talking about Prince and the latest from his estate. They've released Prince 1999, the deluxe reissue treatment. It's coming up later on in the month. Package includes a rare concert DVD, handwritten lyric sheets, and a total of 35 previously unreleased tracks. So there's another way for the estate to make some money. He's probably making more money now than he did when he was alive. The estate has released Don't Let Him Fool You. What does it mean, the estate? Who's managing? Wasn't it his niece or something? His sister. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Through his estate, shared originals, a collection of songs written by Prince for other artists, including the Bangles, Manic Monday, and Sinead O'Connor's Nothing Compares to You. A demo album, Piano and a Microphone, 1983, was released back in September of last year, and Purple Rain was reissued in 2017. When he died, he was working on a memoir titled The Beautiful Ones. Random House published the manuscript in October with an introduction from Dan Pipenbring, who also wrote an essay for The New Yorker about encountering Prince during his final days. So the reissue of 1999 available on the 29th of this month. If you're a Prince fan, it'd be kind of cool. There was something about him that really was almost
so talented.
Seemed like
oh my God.
Magic. Yeah, very talented. Too bad it went the way it did for him at the end. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. a top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, one of the three panels leading the impeachment inquiry, is now defending the whistleblower whose complaint sparked the inquiry into President Trump. Texas Congressman Will Hurd saying on Fox News Sunday,
"We should be protecting the identity of the whistleblower. I've said that from the very beginning, because how we treat this whistleblower will impact whistleblowers in the future."
Adding that having a whistleblower law on the books is important as an overall check and balance. Former U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley saying that two top members of the Trump administration were trying to get her to undermine President Trump. Haley says that former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and former Chief of Staff John Kelly told her they were resisting the president because they were trying to save the country. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends by checking out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Four at the hour now in the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Whee! All of us are in love with each other. In a nice way. I think we all love each other. We all like each other. Most of the time. And then there's the whole business about being competent. We are all competent broadcasters, and that's what kind of makes this a fun trek every day, working into the world of what is trending, what people are talking about, what people are thinking, how they're thinking about various issues or just various realities. One of the things we've talked a lot about in the last year has been the fate of the women's soccer teams and what they get for money and why they aren't being paid in parity with the men, all that sort of thing. There have been a lot of excuses from the soccer higher-ups. But what's going on? There was an actual court case, Victoria, right? Is that coming to a close? What's happening?
No, it hasn't even gone to court yet. But before, they've actually, the women's team has gotten a kind of a really strong pre-trial victory, is what they're calling it. A judge on Friday ruled that their lawsuit against the Soccer Federation is certified now as a class action lawsuit. And so that's a big victory for them. They've been fighting for that. In addition, Alex Morgan, Megan Rapinoe, Becky Sauerbrunn, and Carly Lloyd are officially appointed as class representatives. And so this judge, who is actually, because everyone always looks into judges now, this judge, at first, the Soccer Federation kind of blasted the judge for being liberal. And actually, the judge was appointed by George W. Bush and is pretty conservative. And so he ruled in favor of the women on all three counts. So they are moving forward now in a class action suit. It will be a jury trial. And this is going to, I think it's set for May of next year for the jury trial. Now, the women, beyond wanting equal pay, they also say that they have been subjected to less safe playing surfaces than the men's team, that they do not have the same travel accommodations, they don't have the same stipends while they're on the road, and this is the women's national team that just won the World Cup. And this is not a group of women who, you know, just aren't playing at the same level of the men's. It's completely the opposite. The men's team is terrible and has traditionally been terrible, and the women's team has been amazing. They've won 4 World Cups, I think, since 1970 something. So this is they're really fighting for essentially for everyone going forward, everyone who's going to be on the future team. That's where they're really looking for the equal pay to come in. And the U.S. Soccer Federation has issued so many stupid statements that they've had to kind of walk back, and it just makes them look really tone deaf. They're still trying to make the argument that several of the players, like Megan Rapinoe and Alex Morgan, have been paid more or made more money than any of the men on the team. And the judge actually dismissed that argument completely and said that there is plenty of evidence here that they are not being treated fairly, and this all goes back to Title VII. So it's a good victory for them on their way into court. They say that this, you know, with appeals and everything, this could go on for another 3 or 4 years before there's a definitive resolution. But hopefully, the women will at least will prevail in the long run.
It's kind of a disheartening reality when you get right down to it. Thinking about arguing this day and age for this sort of thing, it does seem like it's a little over the top. Some people in the news: Neil Armstrong and his memorabilia heading to auction. Remember, he was Neil Armstrong. Who doesn't remember that he was the first man on the moon? Walked on the moon, had lots of mementos. There's some classified NASA documents that will be at the Heritage Auction Space Exploration Auction being held later this week. 1,400 individual lots, which includes 750 from the Neil Armstrong family collection. There's a 6.5-inch by 4-inch flag from Armstrong's home state of Ohio that flew to the moon aboard Apollo 11. That's going to spark some serious bidding. Can you imagine? What do you suppose something like that is worth, though? How do you determine even what it's worth to you? If you want it,
it's not like you can go to Amazon and do a price check.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Items expected to draw a lot of interest: a crew signed Type 3 insurance cover. Signatures by Armstrong, Michael Collins, and Buzz Aldrin, bearing a
machine cancellation from Kennedy Space Center dated July 16, 1969, the day that Apollo 11 was launched. This is a stamp. One-of-a-kind Apollo 11 state dinner crew-signed souvenir lunar replica plaque with Neil and Janet's presidential invitations for the event, which was held in August of 1969. A lot of the items from the family collection were sealed or encapsulated for study by future generations. Armstrong's sons, Rick and Mark, had donated a couple of items from the collection. A significant portion of the auction proceeds will go to museums and organizations around the world that support space exploration. So, in addition to those objects that are from Armstrong's personal life and times, the auction also has lots of pieces of unique and rare space memorabilia, which would be great for a museum collection, I suppose, a collector, private collectors. This would be kind of cool, but it'll be very interesting. Look forward to the report when it comes out later in the week, probably by the weekend, as to what this stuff brings. Don't you think it'll be very interesting?
I think it's going to bring a lot of money. Yeah,
what people will pay for this sort of thing. Pat Sajak. Say that again, Doug. Pat Sajak, on the road to recovery. He had emergency surgery last week. Was unable to attend the taping of the program after he had a blocked intestine. He's resting comfortably, looking forward to getting back. The schedule is supposed to be resuming, but Van is going to step in as the host because they have all these things that are pre-planned.
So who's going to hit the letters?
Well, that's a good question, Jennifer.
Does she have to do both?
Yeah, maybe.
I think she's doing both.
Double time.
Yeah. Ooh, an A? Hold on. Run.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the truth is that really now she doesn't even turn the letters. She just stands and pretends to touch
them. There's an electronic thing above her.
Yeah,
right.
Maybe the board will just do it for her.
So he's 73, she's 62, and they've been doing this show
really
since 1983.
36 years they've been doing it.
This is
crazy.
I don't know if you guys remember, but one of my favorite parts, and actually maybe Victoria, you may remember. I doubt it, but Doug, maybe you will. When Wheel of Fortune was on, at least when I was a kid, like in the early 80s, instead of just being handed the prizes or the money, they would actually use the money they won to go shopping. Do you remember that?
Honestly, I never really watched the show that much.
So it was the cheesiest, funniest thing. If you ever get a chance to watch on YouTube. So once the winner had a certain amount of money in their bank account, let's say they won $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
They would take their video image of their head, and the head would, like, ping-pong through the showroom of all this Wheel of Fortune stuff. It would have, like, a dining room table, a grandfather's
it was like the Price is Right, kind of, in a manner.
Well, it had all prices on these things, so people would get to go through and go, oh, I'll take the grandfather clock, Pat, and I'll take... And they would actually shop in front of you so you knew how they were spending their... Winning money. It was so funny. It was
Pretty funny.
A sign of the times, too, because the head would
very
just
much
pop
so.
Through.
Imagine that, though, 1983. And Trebek was around, I think, 87 is when he started doing that show. Those guys really have, they become American institutions. Also in the names in the news department, Kevin O'Leary, you know him as Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank. He and his wife are both being sued by the family, one of the victims who died in that boat crash, remember, last summer up in Canada?
Yeah, horrible. Mm-hmm.
Suzanne Brito's parents are suing O'Leary and his wife, who was actually in charge. She was the operator of the boat at the time of the crash. They want damages for her death, and he's going to be a target because anybody with money is going to be a target. They were on Lake Joseph in Ontario, and they did crash into the other vehicle.
They ran their boat right onto the other boat. Immediately killed one of the guys who was on the other boat, and then I guess this woman was also, I don't know if she was the one who went to the hospital and later died, but I think two people died on that crash.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Yeah. Not pleasant. The story of Laurel Grigg, you have to help me with this one. She's 13 years old. She was on Broadway. Apparently she had a massive asthma attack over the weekend. She best known for her role playing small young Ivanka in the Tony Award-winning musical Once. Do you know the story of her?
I don't know who she is. Only that she died and she was 13, so it was all over TMZ this weekend. But it's very sad. I mean, asthma's no joke.
Yeah, no, it isn't. It's not her.
She was in the hospital and they were trying to revive her and they just couldn't save her. That's how bad it was.
Yeah. It's any of the lung things are difficult. I have more of a tendency toward it because of my because of the origins of my DNA, and I've had this little issue. It was actually when I got it last week, and hear a little nasally in my voice still. It was declared as a bacterial pneumonia, and then over the weekend I found out it wasn't. It was a virus, so viral pneumonia. And trying to find something that you can actually take that will get rid of it is very difficult. You have to just let it go its course, I found out. But somebody sneezed in my face.
You had pneumonia last year, too, didn't you?
My lungs, because of the
susceptibility. You've got to be careful. Viral pneumonia. Right. My mom had that a couple years ago. It took her 6 weeks to get over it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, you don't have a strong joke.
I'm pretty much over it now, but I still have a little nasally and little stuff. But you remember how I sounded last week and what was coming out during the breaks. Oof, gross. Gross. The American Family Farmer Show, something that I'm proud to be able to do every week, and I send people to listen to it. A lot of times people ask me what really is the subject matter, and I will send you to our website for it, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. As a matter of fact, the most recent post there is an answer to the question, are you drinking fake milk? Find out. Go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
This is sponsored by Amazon. With the holiday season officially underway, Amazon has expanded its fast, free, and convenient delivery options. Julie Law, Amazon spokesperson.
Prime members across the U.S. now have access to over 10 million items available for free one-day delivery, including millions of popular holiday gifts, such as toys, games, and electronics. We know how busy the holidays can be and aim to make the season as easy as possible for customers by offering fast, free, and convenient delivery options.
Amazon has also expanded its Prime Free same-day delivery, bringing the convenience of doorstep delivery within hours to millions of Prime members. In addition to fast, free delivery this holiday season, Prime members who don't want to spoil the surprise can have all their orders arrive together on the day of their choice with Amazon Day. For gift ideas for everyone on your list, visit amazon.com/holidaydeals. Again, that's amazon.com/holidaydeals.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken. I've tried it this morning and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to TopLoss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's TopLoss.com.
Geico presents, not again, another voicemail from your roommate.
Hey, man, so I was in a rush to get to work, and I left the back door open. Could you shut it? I left it wide open. While you're there, could you also turn off the oven?
And all of the burners.
My mom never let me use the oven. I wonder why.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if it's your roommate's first time operating an oven. Visit Geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Past the hour now, time for our weekly visit with Tom Kreitler, who is the host of the nationally syndicated Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, here to help you improve your home. And when I say you, I talk specifically to the members of this audience who send questions to us. And Rich is one of those people, Tommy.
Yep.
He has installed a new fiberglass front door, wants to add a storm door for added protection. He's been told that he needed to vent the storm door, or it could warp his new fiberglass door. Is that really true? Would that happen?
Well, first of all, the idea of having to vent a storm door is somewhat counterproductive when you think.
Seems to be, but, right, exactly. Trying to keep the air out, thank you very much.
There is some truth behind what he's saying, but he's kind of got the materials wrong. First of all, have you ever noticed on a metal exterior storm door that the plastic trim around the windows will warp and twist over the time? Sometimes
no,
it looks like it's sagging.
Really?
It does do that on a very consistent basis when you have a storm door on it, because it traps the heat inside of it, kind of like the greenhouse effects, and totally overheats the door. Mm. And it will warp those materials. Yeah. Now, It may have a similar effect on fiberglass. It certainly wouldn't be, you know, helpful to the finish on the fiberglass. But the point is, you don't really need added protection, Rich. If you've installed a fiberglass entry door, you are good to go, my friend. I mean, that is a really good quality door that is far more energy efficient than a steel door or a wood door, and it's not going to rust, and it's not going to dent, and it's going to stand up very, very well. So you don't need the storm door in your particular case.
Right.
If you wanted to have, you know, some visibility there, some full view, you could put in a screen door just for the wintertime. In fact, I have a fiberglass door on my office, Doug, and I have a screen door that is held inside of a track on the hinge, kind of melts in with the outside molding so you don't see it.
Yeah.
I just pull the screen across the door. So it's not like a door on a hinge. It's like a disappearing screen.
Huh.
And it's an add-on product, and I just pull it across the door, and we leave the door open in the warmer weather.
I'm taking one of the things that I do on the farm is recycle a lot of products from old buildings. Earlier this year, we tore down a bunch of buildings at a local airport to be using for, I'm trying to put up buildings on the farm so I can keep all of my equipment undercover.
Yeah.
And then there's a golf course that's being repurposed into a development for seniors. And a lot of the stuff that's there, including trees we've transplanted to the farm and facilities that we've taken apart. We're taking the house apart now. And there are these, the new style window, fiberglass windows that we're taking down because these could be practical and very useful for a lot of other things.
And they don't wear out.
And they are really, when they were installed, man, were they installed?
Yeah.
I'm talking about, you got to take the whole frame and everything out in order to get them out, which I guess is one of the reasons they work so well, because if they're installed properly, they really help save on heat and that sort of thing, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the window construction, the manufacturing windows has gotten so much better over the years from the drafty old, you know, wood windows that we had in the past.
Right.
But a lot of people love, you know, they love their wood windows.
I do.
And they don't want to, you know, they don't want to let them go.
Ones. Yeah.
There is, however, there's a new product out. It's called Indo Window Inserts. And it's a storm window that fits inside those beautiful wood windows. It's it's made custom to the size of the opening. And it fits right inside
of it. Just a big piece of glass that sits inside the house in the window sill?
I don't think it's glass. I think it's a plexiglass type of material.
Oh, is it? Okay,
that's insulated, or it might be insulated glass. But basically, it's made to fit exactly inside that spot.
Easy to clean, easy to bring in and out.
Yeah. Yep. It's laser measured and cut to fit perfectly. Their website is energysavinginserts.com, energysavinginserts.com. I think it's a brilliant idea because this way you can preserve those beautiful old windows and still be warm in the wintertime.
I stay warm in the wintertime by not being here.
That's another way to do it.
That's another way to do it. The Money Pit newsletter. Don't forget, you can sign up for this. Go to moneypit.com, and there are all kinds of things. Like, you have a very interesting the gutter thing is one that really gets me because I have lots of trees around my house, and now with all the leaves gone, even though we cleaned it a month ago, and they have the screens
the back,
over me.
Right,
you got to.
I mean, everybody thinks that just a few leaves, a few twigs are harmless, but when those gutters clog, they can't do their job, and a lot of bad things can happen.
Oh, yeah.
You know, aside from the overflowing of the gutters, you can get cracked foundations because of all that water that's now collecting at the foundation. You can get rotted wood, leaky roofs.
Yeah.
And then when it gets colder, slippery sidewalks and so on. So,
it's
really smart to keep those clean.
Money Pit newsletter at moneypit.com. Tom Kreitler here on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.